All right, I'll call this meeting of Board of Trustees, special meeting for August 2nd, 2024, 12 PM. Call to order at this time, and I would ask Trustee Fleishman if he would open us with prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you be with us as we go through these numbers, and that, Lord, that we're working to better the township. And Lord, we just ask that you be with all the different people in the world today that are struggling just to have a home, and one country is invading another. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jim, will you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
All right, going on to new business. Mr. Mazur, you want to handle this, or you want?
Let's do a couple resolutions here first.
Okay.
The first resolution is 2024-115. It's a resolution that provides supplemental appropriation number 8 for the period commencing January 1, 2024 and ending December 31st, 2024. And whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio during the year ending December 31, 2024, and whereas the annual appropriations resolution 2023-270 for the period from January 1, 2024 through December 31, 2024 needs amended. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The sums prevented in Exhibit A, which is attached, are the same and are hereby set aside and appropriated for several purposes for which expenditures are to be made for and during the year ending December 31, 2024. And basically, gentlemen, what this is, it's an appropriation of ARP funds for the architectural expenses concerning the road department new building.
So moved as the resolution is written. I'd ask for a second and then I would ask for questions.
I'll second.
Any questions? Hearing none, ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And then this next resolution I have is basically approving the expense to pay for the architectural services. And that's resolution 2024-116. It's a resolution approving the appropriation of ARPA funds for architectural expenses related to the construction of the new road department building. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $8,000 specific to architectural services provided by Ronald J. Gajok and Associates Incorporated for a new road department building. And again, there's Exhibit A, which is the actual invoice for his services.
So moved as the resolution is written. I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I'd ask for a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And then I don't know if you want to have discussion first about the proposed budget that's to be submitted to the county auditor, or if you're open for discussion.
I would open that to the board for discussion.
I don't think there's much we can do. Our hands are tied. We have to get it in. I'm not happy with some of the things that I consider out of place, but you know, there's nothing. We have to get this in. If we don't, we lose more of our township
funding.
Yes, but I'm trying to exact. It's the district money that we get. If the percentage will go down.
Yeah. I had some questions, but I believe with this just being the first draft, going to the county auditors to look over. I'm okay with it. Mr. Blevins, do you have any concerns?
Yeah, I'm on the exact same page as you guys, other than I went ahead and just to cover myself, Mark Long and his assistant, Mark Long there, his assistant, was here the other day, and Jeff was there, and I just point blank asked, do I have any issues if I pass this to Jeff? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And he assured me that there's some things in here that will have to be gone over, but that Carrie Ritchie will go over them, and she will get back with Lindsay, and that he thought it was better to pass it than to not pass it.
We're out of time.
Well, I'm just saying, and so I'm in agreement, but there's definitely some things, and I know
these numbers always change.
Yes, and you know, there's still a lot of pieces that we're waiting on confirmation with, too.
Well, did either one of you gentlemen get a phone call over the $6 million on the new building?
No.
Okay, so
I didn't either.
I got phone calls from people saying, you're going to spend $6 million on a new building? Page 19.
I do not have a page 19.
16, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it was 19 on your phone, 16, right here.
6 million for funding.
But again, this can be corrected.
Yes, and this is what Jeff had went over with me and had me put here.
So,
I don't.
Because Jeff went over every bit of this with me.
I don't want to start a to-do here. I just really don't. But I have another, I'm not even bringing it up. I'm not pulling it out. I have another thing from him where he's made corrections. But the bottom line is, I had two people call me and say, you're talking to me and asking me to pass a fire levy, and you've got $6 million, you know, and things like that. And so when... You know, it's hard to answer the question. So that's why I wanted to know if you guys had heard from anybody. And so
I have not heard a word from anyone on that.
So other than that, Jeff said it'll all be fixed. Like I said, Carrie will get back to Lindsay. And so I'm not going to not vote for it. But to have the discussion just to make sure that I'm protecting myself is... the right thing to do. And so he said, and we pay him a lot of money.
Yeah, and you were here when we said one piece by
and
piece.
And I sat here the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
So,
these should be good.
And then I sent it back to him, and he had a couple corrections on the first page that we did not go over. And I made those, and then he didn't. He said it was all okay. So, but this is just the estimate, too.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other factors that will come into play as we get the SAFER grant and the traffic grant, and if the fire levy passes.
I want this back, but I'm just going to show it to you. Okay? So if you want to skim through that real quick, these are things that he, but I mean, like I said, it's too late to go over them now. If you want to make yourself a copy of it, you're welcome to make yourself a copy of it. I didn't call him or ask him to look at this because it has anything to do with you not doing your job. I call him and ask him things to make sure I'm covering my own self, is what I told people I was going to do when I got elected. And so I guess, you know, I wasn't bringing it to you because I know if I brought that to you, it was going to go like way out of orbit, and
it wouldn't have.
I'm not budget czar. As far as I'm concerned, he's budget czar. And I made him aware of this, just so you know. I came in and he knew about this.
Jeff could have let me know too when we went over the finalization of what I've presented to you guys, so because he was the one that was helping me along through all of this.
So I think these are just some things that he's saying that she may be questioning you when you get the mm-hmm. calls from her. I know this is your first go around mm-hmm. and everything, and this is not me doing this. Mm-hmm. It wasn't me the last time. It maybe came off, you know, in a heated way. It was definitely not my intent. So if you would like to have a copy of that before we leave, if you have time, mm-hmm. and if not, keep it. I just like to have one for my
records.
Yeah,
I just wish that Jeff would have gotten this back over to me when I sent him just the last
like
final
you
pieces that we had worked
me
on
here. If I wanted anything, and I've mm-hmm. got files at home, and I keep things together, so that's why I'm taking the stuff that I have. But we'll leave that one out, and if you have time,
I would. Mm-hmm. I would have a copy of that too.
Of Jeff's?
Yeah.
I'll make them for everybody when.
That does jump out, but a permanent improvement fund. It's very, very ambiguous.
At this point, Mr. Chairman,
we're going to have to move on it. The thing is, this is just temporarily. This isn't our budget. Our budget is passed in December.
Yes.
For the operations budget. So this is just a preliminary budget. So Mr. Mazur, would you please read the resolution?
Sure.
Or Lindsay, I don't know who has
sure.
it.
Sure, I have it.
Okay.
It's resolution 2024-114. It's a resolution to adopt the tax budget for Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio for the year beginning January 1, 2025, and to submit the same to the Franklin County Budget Commission. Whereas the tax budget for 2025 has been prepared as required by section 5705.28 of the Ohio Revised Code, and whereas two copies of the tax budget were on file in the office of the fiscal officer for inspection by July 23rd, 2024, and was available for public inspection as required by section 5705.30 of the Ohio Revised Code, and whereas a public hearing was held by the Franklin Township Board of Trustees, Franklin County, Ohio, on August 2nd, 2024. Tax budget for Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio for the year beginning January 1, 2025, attached hereto as attachment A and incorporated by reference B, and is hereby adopted by the Board of Trustees. Fiscal Officer B and hereby is authorized and directed to certify a copy of said budget and a copy of this resolution and transmit the same to the Franklin County Board Commission on or before August 5th, 2024. It is hereby found and determined that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were adopted in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board that resulted in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements of the laws of the state of Ohio. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and shall be enforced effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution is written. I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any more discussion? Hearing none. Ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Mm-hmm. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mazur. Anything else for us?
Yes, I just have this resolution. If you trustees are prepared to continue the conversation about limited home rule, as you know, it has to be at the Board of Elections by August 7th. I will read a note to you all that I received from Julie Donnan, the township's legal representative. Please note that if the board certifies a question to the Board of Elections, there will be some additional steps the board must take. Specifically, the board will have to publish notice at least 45 days prior to the election, once a week for 2 weeks, and have the notice and description posted in 5 conspicuous areas of the township. The township will also have to request that the Franklin County Board of Elections place notice on the Board of Elections website at least 30 days prior to the election. And that's just a reminder from Julie what we'll need to do if we decide to put this on the limited home rule on the ballot.
I would open it up for board discussion.
Well, we've met. We're on our timeline, and I think at the end of the meeting that we had the other night, one person put it well. You know, she was there, pretty much had an idea of what it was, but then when she heard, she wasn't know if she was for or against. But what she said made sense about it needs to go on the ballot and let all people decide. Not that just was, the that ones that were there. Everyone should have a chance. Our job is nothing more than if we see a need, just like our own staff. I commend Nicole. She did a great job explaining her job, explaining her challenges to residents that say we need to get this done or that done, and what she can and can't do, how it would help her. She was very clear on the whole outline of it. My recommendation to the board is we put it on and we let the people decide whether they want it or not. And it's our job is nothing more to say, as we sit here as a board, the people that elected us are the ones that say, I elected you to do the job, we get to vote on it. I shouldn't have to come to you and say, put it on the board or don't put it on. So putting it on there, every person in the township that is elected, that is a voter, would have the same opportunity as everybody that was at the meeting to vote yes or to vote no. They can make up their own mind. We can do, as we said, to post it in the areas that we post it. And if they say no, it prevails. If they say yes, it prevails.
Mr. Blevins, do you have anything?
You want me to go ahead?
Yep.
Sure. So on April the 11th was the, since I've been in office, was one of the first times that we spoke about home rule. And Steve passed out a paper that night with some of the first times any of these people, some of the same people in the audience today, knew anything about home rule. And I happened to have a paper in my binder that also talked about home rule. And at that same meeting, we passed a motion to hire or to do get involved in hiring a part-time code enforcer. You talked about from your Lodge 9 retirees and things like that, okay? Mm-hmm. So that was on April the 11th. Mm-hmm. May 22, the next time home rule comes up, we say in the meeting that during June and July, we're gonna have meetings in three spots. It's going to be at the church up north, the fire station on Sullivan Avenue, and going to have meetings here at the Township Hall. Then the next time that it comes up was a meeting right before this next meeting, or it would have been 2 weeks or mm-hmm. 2 or 3 weeks ago when we decided we're running out of time and we have to have a meeting. And so we throw the meeting together. And during the meeting on April the 11th, John made a statement that said that if we had a room full of people and they obviously said that they didn't want home rule, that he would set his own personal feelings aside and go with what the people said. You're welcome to go back and check me on that. So with all that being said, at every one of these junctions that I'm talking about, I made my point how I felt about home rule, that I hadn't made up my mind. You know, I read, there was a letter when Steve passed it out on that April the 11th meeting, and I read from it that said, the Board of Trustees have decided, and I made my point that I had decided nothing. So, with that being said, I was at the meeting the other night. I saw what the people wanted. It's the only meeting that we had, and that's what I'm going to judge by. So you asked me for my thoughts, and that's what I'm going off of.
I think we can have some more educational meetings if we pass this. I'm sure we can.
Yeah, I'm sure you can too.
If we pass the resolution,
we have to. You know, that the lawyer said we needed to do some things and everything, so.
I just think there's some bad information out there, and let's take a vote on the resolution.
We need to second it, correct?
We'll need to.
You didn't read it yet. Okay, yeah. I didn't. We're at discussion.
Sure.
I apologize, sir.
Okay, no, you're fine. I just wanted to make sure. This is resolution 2024-117. It's a resolution certifying to and directing the Franklin County Board of Elections to the electors of the unincorporated territory of Franklin Township the question of whether the township should adopt a limited home rule government. Whereas the ORC section 504.01, section A and section 2, I'm sorry, paragraph A and paragraph 2, allows a township board of trustees of a township with a population of at least 5,000 but less than 15,000 in the unincorporated territory of the township by a majority vote to adopt a resolution to have the board of elections submit to the electors of the unincorporated area of the township the question of whether the township should adopt a limited home rule form of township government under which it would exercise limited powers of local self-government and limited police powers, and Franklin Township has a population of at least 5,000 but less than 15,000 people in the unincorporated areas of the township. The Board of Trustees of the Township believes the township and residents may benefit from a local self-government form of township government, such as limited home rule in several ways, including the ability to exercise all powers of local self-government within the unincorporated area of the township and other powers that are not in conflict with the general laws of the state of Ohio, and having satisfied the population requirement in the ORC code 504-0.01, paragraph A and paragraph 2, the board believes it is in the best interest of the township and its residents to certify this resolution and to direct the County Board of Elections to submit to the electors of the unincorporated territory of the township the question of whether Franklin Township should be adopt a limited home rule for form of government. Pursuant to ORC Code Section 504.02, Paragraph A, the Franklin County Board of Elections shall submit the question of whether to adopt a limited home rule government to the electors of the unincorporated area of the township, and the ballot language shall be substantially as follows. Shall the Township of Franklin adopt a limited home rule government under which the government, the Board of Trustees, by resolution may exercise limited powers of local self-government and limited police answers. There will be for adoption of limited home rule government or against adoption of a limited home rule government. The board hereby authorizes, empowers, and directs on behalf of the board and the township fiscal officer to certify this resolution to the Franklin County Board of Elections not less than 90 days before the November 5th, 2024 general election upon which it will be voted, and to further certify any related documents that may be requested by the Franklin County Board of Elections, and to take such actions as necessary or desirable in order to carry out the purpose of this resolution. Pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code Section 504.02, Paragraph B and 2, the board hereby directs the Franklin County Board of Elections to post a notice of the election and a description of the proposed limited home rule government on the Franklin County Board of Elections website for at least 30 days before the election of this question. pursuant to the ORC 504.02, paragraph B and paragraph 1, the board hereby authorizes and empowers and directs on behalf of the board and the township fiscal officer to at least 45 days before the election on this question, to publish notice of the election and a description of the proposed limited home rule government in a newspaper of general circulation in the township once a week for two consecutive weeks, and have the notice and description posted in five conspicuous places in the unincorporated areas of the township. Finally, the board finds and determines that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating to the passage of this resolution were taken in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board resulted in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. The resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution is written. I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
All right, having that discussion, I do have a question, actually a clarification from you, Mr. Mazur. Yeah. Julie has already stated that we have all the authority, this is just to eliminate having to go through the county, correct?
When you say go through the county,
to send it to the county to wait for their approval, this would we could
speeds
take
up
we can speed up the process of taking care of the
nuisance
properties and the
we as of now we have the tools to, as you said, speed up the process. For example, we have a very good relationship with the environmental courts. When I talk to the prosecutors connected with the environmental court, they tell me the tools I have right now are better than the tools they have. And we can expedite the process of remedying issues such as nuisance properties and junk vehicles. We're in the process right now of working to address some noise ordinances within the township. But yes, to answer your question, the county asks us to implement the tools that we have to speed up the process.
And this would do that, or we already have that?
We have that ability now.
The ability that, and I apologize, sir.
No, go ahead.
I know that Nicole was giving examples of certain things that the tools that she doesn't have and what this would help. And I thought that was very beneficial.
Yeah, the only thing that I'm aware of that we may not have the ability to do is issue fines.
I'm not too concerned about that
at all. No.
I don't even think we would even look at a schedule or anything of that nature.
That's something a lot of townships who have limited role, just as John said, they try to avoid getting involved in a fining system.
It's just the ability that we would be able to act more efficiently and quicker. But anyways, I apologize, sir. There's a vote on the floor.
Well, I haven't called for the vote yet, but that's my, it's just, I've talked to a lot of people outside of the room that we had the other night, and there seems to be a movement of wanting these problems handled quicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I can think of one right off the top of my head. There was a situation that there's a property that we could handle. We know what's going on. The county got involved, and through means of whatever it was, it was snowballed. They don't see the trucks rolling in at night that our officers have witnessed and residents have complained about. That would give us more tools to bite, more bite to our tools that we have.
better to have the tools and not need them than to need them and not have them.
Plus, it helps us protect the. But I'm telling you, gentlemen, we vote and put this on the ballot. We have to have more meetings to educate people because there's a ton of false information out there about a limited home rule. A ton. People misconstruing regulations with ORC. We can't set the ORC. That's only done through the state. And the county commissioner set the county regulations. And I like the idea of forming a zoning board to allow what's coming in to our township, the people to have a say on it. So I guess, Mike, do you have anything else?
I don't think I do.
All right. Madam, will you give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
No.
Anything else for us?
That's it. That's everything I have for you.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.
Take off. I'm sorry. Is there another tax that has to be taken care of? It has to do with Jim Stevens, or am I missing something here?
A tax.
Or budget or something.
Oh, his inside millage.
Well, you guys signed on that last Thursday.
Okay, so we're good.
Mm-hmm. There will be a reduction in the inside millage. Yes.
Okay.
He will go from 2.34 to 1.74 as an inside note.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we were all, I don't want to come back. That's all I'm trying to say. So good to go.
All right. Sorry. Meeting's adjourned.